While tens of millions of viewers will be watching that debate on television, the residents of the town of Hempstead on Long Island will be hosting that debate at Hofstra University. Hempstead is a town that rarely makes national headlines. As part of his Micropolis series, WNYC's Arun Venugopal asked Hempstead residents what they care about.
Even people who hardly know anything about Hempstead may have heard about Levittown, the country's first mass-produced suburb and a magnet for white professionals in the 1940s and 50s. But the town of Hempstead is kind of sprawling, and if you walk down Hempstead Turnpike, like I did a few days ago, you realize it's also pretty diverse. About 18% black, according to the census, another 18% Hispanic, and around 6% Asian. Javier Sandoval is originally from Chile, and he's paying attention to the debates, even if he's not a big believer.
I mean, the debates now, if you ask me, I believe it's a whole bunch of crap. And
Sandoval's 42 and works at the Belmont Racetracks. I found him in the KFC parking lot, hanging out with a couple friends. He thinks of himself as poor and doesn't see things getting any better.
My case, besides me being that I work at the racetrack, I'm a real estate agent. And the last time I sold a house was like 10 months ago.
10 months?
Yeah.
Really, it's that bad?
Horrible.
The median family income in Hempstead is way above the state's average. It's actually nearly $90,000. But you also find people like Khadija Muhammad, a black, hijab-wearing Muslim who was leaving the KFC on her bike with her little boy. She's a nurse's assistant and has been out of work for a year, and she'll be watching tonight.
Just with jobs, because so many people are unemployed right now, that's something I'm interested in hearing them talk about jobs, because so many people are out of work.
Just down the street, I met Veronica Simpson.
I consider myself middle class. Obamacare is for me.
Simpson's married and says economically, she and most of her friends are actually doing pretty well right now. But she's really worried about health care costs.
I have a friend whose both couples, they lost their jobs. Now they have jobs. But around that time, they have a sick child. And the bills they have right now is unbelievable. And I put myself in their shoes.
So she plans to vote for the president again. A couple blocks away, I met another person who voted for Obama in 2008, Bruce DiGiovanni. He's a contractor whose employees were working on the outside of an old building.
3-4 years ago, I had 10 men working for me. I got 3 men now.
Bruce is 63. He's this big, friendly guy and seemed to have a pretty good relationship with his employees. And he worries that he can't give them much work these days. But he told me he thinks the president's had his chance and didn't do the job, so he's voting for Romney.
Oh, definitely. We already know what you got with Obama. You're going to have 4 more years of the same baloney? We don't need it.
Actually, Bruce made that decision just a couple weeks ago after watching the first debate. I'm Arun Venugopal, and this is Micropolis at WNYC.
Micropolis is an ongoing series about street life and other corners of the city. To see pictures and Arun's posts on Tumblr, go to WNYC.org. And by the way, our debate coverage begins at 8 o'clock tonight with a pre-debate call-in special hosted by Brian Lehrer. That's tonight at 8 here on WNYC.